the body of work that features paintings in particular of Black men in their homes, nude, and oftentimes by themselves, really started and generated from my time at the Yale School of Art. I had been ending my first year and getting ready to begin my second year, and the pressures were looming about figuring out what my thesis body of work was going to be, and I had spent my whole first year really dabbling in a whole variety of different kind of images and making, and I knew that there was a point in which the practice was going to have to combine with my love and passion for observing and creating powerful images that could live in the world as reference points or questions, that they could pose questions that would be meaningful. I basically was searching for meaning, meaning in my practice, meaning in the studio, thinking about how I could use my time at the Yale School of Art to represent people that I loved and admired in my life. And the Visible Man body of work came to be as I reached out to the Yale School of Drama. I had a friend in particular who gave me all the email addresses for all the Black men in the School of Drama. I sent an email out, got zero responses back, was totally bummed out by that, thought that I had failed already. And then maybe 2 weeks after I had sent that email, I got a response back. But it was really important to me that I was a woman making that work, that it was about my relationship to Black men, the Black men in my life, the people that I loved and admired. I was thinking specifically about my relationships to my own brothers or family members, and how I knew them as really vulnerable and intimate and complex human beings. And I felt that the world didn't necessarily see and approach them as such, but I wanted to create images that would reinforce my general feeling of their vulnerability, of their humanity at the forefront, that there would be no denying them of that through these paintings that I was going to create.